Welcome to A Healthier You Little by Little. This podcast gives you insights and features various aspects of health, from sleep and stress to immunity, exercise, home workouts, energy, and performance. Here is your host of A Healthier You Little by Little, Cindy Little.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Last episode of A Healthier You Little by Little, we talked about fiber. And in previous episodes, in the first, I think, 9 episodes of my podcast, I've talked about water, the importance of water. I've talked about protein and carbs. Well, I haven't covered yet sugars and fats. Today, we're going to cover fats. Maybe next time I'll do sugars, because sugar is so important to avoid, but it's also important to have in your diet too, just like fat. So let's talk about fats. The truth is that your body needs fat to function. I know that you probably already know this, and I'm probably going to be preaching to the choir if you already know a lot about nutrition. But you know what? Let's just break this down, and I'm going to talk about the importance of omega-3 fatty acids, omega-6, and omega-9. Now, that, I mean, we could talk all day about fats, but we're just going to talk about the omega-3, 6, and 9s for today's episode. This macronutrient is a major source of energy and so much more. These essential fatty acids help keep you warm. They insulate you and protect your internal organs. They're necessary for your body to absorb important nutrients, and they play a crucial role in some of your body's everyday functions. Go figure. You also need fat to keep your skin and hair healthy. Fat also helps absorb your vitamins A, D, E, and K, the so-called fat-soluble vitamins. All right, so let's talk about omega-9s. They're usually found in nuts, fruits, and oils. Also, peanut butter is a great source of omega-9 as well. It's important to mention that these oils are healthier and more functional than regular cooking oils. Omega-9 is also found in pumpkin seeds, green leafy vegetables, and grains. So at Halloween, don't throw out your pumpkin seeds. I always roast them up in the oven with a little bit of sea salt on them, and man, they are so good. All right, so you can buy them, of course, not roasted, not, and without salt if you prefer, and they're quite tasty. Omega-6 fatty acids are essential nutrients for a healthy heart. These heart-healthy fats are found in many foods, particularly vegetable oils, seeds, and nuts. Our body can't make omega-6s, so we must get them from our diet. But most of us get more than enough. And they recommend that if you're going to get an omega-3 supplement, that you don't really get omega-9 added to it, or even the 6s, because you typically get a lot of 6 and 9 from your diet without even thinking about it. And omega-3 fatty acids are the type of polyunsaturated fats with various health benefits, including reducing the risk of heart disease, reducing the risk and severity of dementia, and alleviating inflammation in arthritis sufferers. They are referred to as essential fats, as they cannot be made in the body, so you have to obtain them through the diet. Three principal omega-3 fatty acids are, you probably heard of these, ALAs, EPAs, and DHAs. So what does this mean? ALAs are alpha-linolenic acids. They're typically found in plant foods. The EPAs are found in fish and seafood. The DHAs are found in fish and seafood. So, where do you find these foods? And what are the highest sources of omega-3s? Now, if you're a vegetarian and you don't do fish or meats, then you can get them from flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts, tofu, canola oil, navy beans, Brussels sprouts, and avocados. Now, the adequate intake, or the AI, that's a percent AI, adequate intake for omega-3 fatty acids, is 1,600 milligrams per day. What are the top 10 foods highest in omega-3 fatty acids? So let's say you don't take a supplement. These are some of the highest sources. Number one, flax seeds. 405% AI comes from, like, per ounce of flaxseed. Holy crow. So that's 6,479 milligrams if you're going to be eating the flaxseeds. That's a lot of flaxseeds, by the way. And they say for flaxseeds, I don't know if you know this, but when you buy flaxseeds, it's best to buy them full, not ground up, because as soon as you grind up flaxseeds, they start to deteriorate and they can go moldy. So it's best that you only, like, I put it in my blender and I chew up the flax seeds with the blender so that it allows the oils to absorb. Like, so you, when you eat flax seeds whole, you don't benefit the same as when they're ground up. But the key is not to grind them up too much further in advance of actually consuming them. So what I do is I have a little glass bottle or jar that I grind up just enough for that will last maybe a month. And I put it in the fridge or the freezer. And that's what's recommended if you are going to grind your flaxseed, to put it in your fridge or freezer once you grind it up. All right. So don't keep it in your cupboards, and because it will go moldy. And obviously that won't be good for you. So another highest food in omega-3 fatty acids is chia seeds. Per ounce or 2 tablespoons of chia seeds, that's 316% of the adequate intake per day. So that's about 138 calories, and that's about 5,064 milligrams of chia seeds, or like I said, 2 tablespoons. Now, salmon is really high in the adequate intake per day if you're eating a 6-ounce fillet. And I've heard that most of the omega fatty acids are actually in the skin of salmon, trout, mackerel. It's best to eat it with the skin because that's where a lot of the omega fatty acids are. And that would be 266% if you eat a 6-ounce fillet of salmon. And it's about 350 calories. Walnuts are number 4 on the list of the 10 highest omega-3 fatty acids. So if you're eating like per ounce, which is about 2,579 milligrams, that's 161% of your daily intake or your adequate intake. All right, and that's about 186 calories. And then tofu, if you are a vegetarian, there's 92% of the adequate intake, the AI, per cup of tofu, and that's about 1,467 milligrams. And then shellfish, oysters, which I had a whole plate of them last night. Man, I love my oysters. And of course, you probably know that oysters are great for libido. So enjoy on a date night, or if you want to have a date night, it's great to have some oysters. 84% of AI with that, and that's for a 3-ounce serving. And that's about 139 calories. And then canola oil gives you 80% AI, and that's about a tablespoon's worth. So if you're having a salad, they actually, I don't know if you've heard this before, but when you have a salad, it's good to have a little bit of oil with the salad because it helps absorb the nutrients better. And so don't be afraid to have canola oil or any oils on your salads because they help absorb nutrients more. And then beans, navy beans, it gives you 20% if you have a cup worth. And Brussels sprouts, if you have a cup cooked of Brussels sprouts, that gives you 17% the adequate intake. And avocados, per avocado, you get 14%. So if you have a combination of all these things, like if you had a salad with maybe tofu in it, or flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts. Oh, I love salads with walnuts, don't you guys? You know, those salads that come with strawberries, walnuts, spinach. Oh my God. So if you do food combinations, you're probably likely to get all of the omega fatty acids in your diet. So again, fats are not to be something to be worried about in your diet. You should have them. And as a matter of fact, when I did bodybuilding, I took 6 omega fatty acids daily, like capsules, because having the right amount of fat will help you burn fat. And, you know, if you're not getting in fish, like they recommend two servings of fish a week. Well, how many of you get 2 servings of fish a week? Now, a lot of people are worried about where the fish is sourced from. They're worried about the toxins in the water and mercury and all these other things in fish. It's good to have different sources of fish. I don't like fish farms personally because they give a lot of antibiotics to fish in fish farms. And cold water fish is best. So anyway, I'll share with you where I get my omega fatty acids from. I get them from unpolluted waters in Norway. So it's important if you are buying a an omega fatty acid supplement, you know where the fish is coming from. And mine comes from sardines and anchovies. And I also have pomegranate seed oil, evening primrose seed oil, borage seed oil, flaxseed oil, all in the same supplement, which gives me over 2,046 milligrams of fatty acids. And when I was talking to you earlier, what the percentage of the amounts were, that's what I was quoting you, the AI, the adequate intake for omega fatty acids, and that's about 1,600 milligrams per day. But if you get it in supplement form like I do, you're definitely going to make sure you get the omega-3 fatty acids from good sources, like I said. So mine actually come from deep, unpolluted waters of Norway, and there's actually a molecular distillation process that creates one of the most concentrated oils available. And so I feel 100% comfortable with the types of supplements I take because they're actually third-party tested for toxins. And that's something else you should be aware of if you are going to be purchasing a omega fatty acid or any supplements for that matter. Like, where are they sourced from? Are they third-party tested? Are there studies done on it? And that sort of stuff. So, you know, it's always great to get your supplements from food, but chances are you're not eating two fish servings a week, and chances are you're not eating flax seeds or chia seeds and all those things that I mentioned. But if you do have a variety of your diet, that would be amazing, because then you're probably guaranteed to get the fatty acids that you need. So again, fat is important for losing fat and for protecting your body and your organs and for being healthy and happy and vibrant and having great hair and nails. You need a combination of all of the different macronutrients and micronutrients in your diet. So if you have any questions regarding any of this, don't hesitate to reach out. Again, this is your health matters, and little by little, you can make it work for you. Stay tuned for the next episode.
Thanks for listening to A Healthier You, Little by Little. Do you have a question about something you heard today? An idea for a topic, perhaps? Or would you like to reach out to Cindy? Send her an email, coachcindylittle@gmail.com, or visit her website at health2wealth.ca. That's health2wealth.ca. Or you can find Cindy on LinkedIn or Facebook as Cindy Little. Once again, thanks for listening.